WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Now that Donald Trump has become the first president ever convicted of a felony, in this case 34 felonies, what does the prosecution's star witness have to say? Michael Cohen on Good Morning America telling ABC News he is relieved it's over.
I really didn't have a single moment that was tougher than the 21 hours that they had me on the stand, whether it was on direct or on cross-examination. The whole thing was very tough. It's emotionally draining because you have to be perfect.
Sentencing is set for July 11th. Some wondering if Donald Trump could end up behind bars.
The sentencing guidelines could theoretically have someone convicted of these crimes in prison for up to 4 years, but no one expects Trump to spend any time in jail over this. That sentencing, of course, is next month.
ABC's Josh Einiger at Trump Tower, where the former president will hold a news conference this morning with reporters. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Reedsburg man was arrested over the weekend for endangering the safety of others during a disturbance. Reedsburg police were dispatched to the 100 block of Silver Drive early Sunday morning around 1:10 a.m. for a report of a large disturbance with a possible gun involved. Callers reported shots being fired in the area at the time of the disturbance. Officers located two firearms, shell casings, and ammunition on the scene. Officers spoke to witnesses and reviewed video during the investigation. A 24-year-old man was arrested and transported to the Sauk County Jail on the following charges: second-degree recklessly endangering safety, pointing a firearm at another, and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. These charges are merely an accusation of criminal conduct where probable cause existed for an arrest. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing later this afternoon. Our high 77 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72. On Sunday, partly cloudy with late day thunderstorms at a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Friday is off to a great start, but of course, Friday and all of that. The moment the alarm went off this morning, you were ready for the day because you know that means another weekend is upon us. Who cares if we're coming off a four-day work week? We're always ready for the weekend. Steve Perry now with Oh Sherry.
We should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer, dreamer, oh. And I must have been someone else, and we should have been over. Oh, Sherry, oh, love,
80s, 90s, and more.
Call me, 99.7 Max FM.
Slashed and torn.
David Bowie and Queen, there is Under Pressure. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. We're just going to let them snap right on out of here. Finn, how are you on this Friday morning?
I'm doing great. We really do need to make this four-day work week official. I mean, we just need to make this, you know, legal. Let's, in fact, while we're at it, we can even kick off another day, too. Make it a three-day work week. Why not?
Right? I mean, I know. Like 30 hours a week, we could do 10-hour days.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know how that works for groceries and rent and all of that, but we would be much happier in this world. And I think that our mental health accounts for a lot. That's for sure.
Yes.
So how was your day yesterday? Anything new and exciting happening?
I got to tell you, I'm trying to figure out a way of revamping the tool shed because, and if I can revamp it and maybe get it soundproof, because The violin was in overdrive yesterday. Ooh, I mean,
lots of practicing.
Lots of practicing, and it's the same song over and over.
Well, yeah, you got to get that song before the teacher will let you move on. You got to make sure that you have it all down to science, and then you can finally move on.
And we reap the rewards, so
That's right. That's right.
There's not enough ibuprofen in the world to take care of that.
Are there still some squeaky notes in there once in a while?
For just having started a few months ago, he's doing fantastic, but at the same time, there's a point, Maddie, where you're like, okay, let's take a break.
So a nice little music studio just for Phoenix and for once in a while, Dad, to go out and enjoy his guitar. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Not in the same session, but again, ibuprofen is what you would need.
You want to keep the neighbors around and happy, right, is what you're saying. I totally understand.
They already have the dogs to contend with, so we're...
Exactly.
How about you? What was your day like?
Oh, it was kind of busy. I mean, not overly exciting. I had a chiropractor appointment, which I have to say, my chiropractor appointments are going better between the back and the hips and the shoulders. So that's all getting kind of worked out. And, you know, I work on my stretches regularly to make sure. I sound like I'm 190. I just do my stretches every morning, folks. And I really do. I stretch like 3 times a day, like all the different parts that really give me issues. I have plantar fasciitis. Now, this is the first time I've ever contended with plantar fasciitis. There are not many things that take me down in this world or bring tears to my eyes as far as pain goes. This has been a whole different level. It's annoying, it's stupid, and I just want it to go away because I can't do the things I want to do. Some days it feels perfectly fine, and then other days I go to take a step, and I'm like, okay, wheelchair bound, let's go, people. It is absolutely ridiculous. So if you've ever dealt with this, I feel for you. I'm sorry if I ever said to you, as somebody I know, why are you having such a hard time walking and you were contending with plantar fasciitis? Because now I understand.
Now you get it.
This is stupid. It's stupid. And so my chiropractor gave me, again, some more stretches so that I can work on that. We also have a massage gun, which I regularly use on hips and shoulders and all of that. Taught me how to use it on the bottom of my foot so that I can keep that tissue kind of worked out and from getting so tight. And I've got like the stupid brace that I have to wear when I go out walking, which is not overly comfortable. It's really not. Plus, now it's starting to get a little warm out. And so, you know, there's extra layers that I have to do because of that brace. It's just, it's not fun. And I really am trying hard not to whine about it. But really, at this point, I cannot find one pair of shoes other than like two of my pairs of Birkenstocks that actually feel good on my foot at this point in time. It's just stupid. So I'm trying really hard not to whine about it. My poor husband, I whine to him because I won't whine to anybody else because I don't want to be one of those people. So my poor husband gets the brunt of it. He's watched me search for more shoes in the last week than anybody can even care to count. He's listened to me whine about the foot, and he's dealt with plantar fasciitis. And so now I feel really badly because, you know, when he was dealing with his, I would be like, why can't you just walk? Let's go. Now I understand. And I did a heartfelt apology, like a true apology to him the other day. I was like, I am so sorry that I wasn't, you know, a better wife at that point in time. I really do feel horrible that I didn't take it more seriously for him because this sucks.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you do all that walking with little Aspie.
I do.
So.
I do. So, you know, and she doesn't care if I have plantar fasciitis. She's not taking a day off because mama's foot hurts.
Keep going here.
We're still doing our 2.5-3 miles, which is why I brace up and try to wear the good shoes. But I get to see him again next week so that we can maybe make sure that everything is healing properly. Plus, you know, Saturday is going to be the big circus parade on June 8th. And so there's going to be a lot of standing in downtown Baraboo on my part. So I want to make sure that the foot's going to hold up and I'm not going to be, you know, slumped over somewhere halfway through a broadcast because that wouldn't be good. So I want to make sure that I can enjoy everything and have fun down there as we're broadcasting live.
While we're on the topic of ailments, I wanted to ask you how your allergies are doing, because when I was out walking yesterday, I saw a lot of guck and stuff floating
there's
in the air.
There's just a lot of stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, it just lingers and hangs in the air, right? Now, oddly enough, this is the point of the season where I have the really runny nose and the really watery eyes, but I don't have the stuffiness. I don't know what it is. My allergies kind of change as the seasons move on and as we get further and we progress. So early, when everything's blooming, I'm just a mess. Like, stuffy nose, sound like I have a cold, throat is sore, all of that kind of stuff. If you hear Aspen, there's a squirrel again this morning in the window tempting her.
Taunting.
And they are having a stare down at this point in time as he eats the seedlings. I don't know how long she's going to stay content with the stare down, though. So I apologize in advance. But yeah, so this is the point of the season where I progress from at least not being so stuffy all the time to just the watery, like watery. No, everything drips at this point. Like I feel like I'm constantly dripping and I constantly have Kleenexes in my hand because everything, eyes, nose, but at least I can breathe. At least I don't feel like congested all the time. So it's,
you got that going
mess.
For you.
I'm a mess. Like I'm hobbling. I'm dripping. Like it's just, I'm a disgusting mess right now. So tune into the Circus Parade next Saturday for all of that. I'll be my own sideshow there on in downtown Baraboo. Should be great. So I don't know if you caught the calendar. Well, actually, let's backtrack for a minute. Speaking of circus, before we get into the things happening in the month of June, I do want to remind everybody that as long as we're talking about circus, all next week we're going to be celebrating the history of circus, and you're going to be able to hear what's happening in the industry at this current time. We're going to be live from Circus World Monday through Friday of next week at 9 a.m. right here on Max FM. Those are always fantastic shows. Sometimes the fun continues over on our Facebook page. So if you want to have a whole lot of fun, you want to learn a thing or two, hear from some really awesome professionals, you got to tune in to Circus Week Live. And then, of course, Friday is Clown Alley, where all bets are off. You just never quite know what's going to happen. So we get prepared with the bleeps buttons, and we get prepared for things that probably shouldn't be said, which is why we also continue over on you or on our Facebook page.
So yeah. Expect the unexpected.
We do on Clown Alley Day. It's always a fan favorite. So make sure you join us for that all next week. Now we can talk about the first day of June, because it's hard to believe that we're switching the calendar at this point. I mean, hello, last day of May, first day of June tomorrow. High school graduates all over the place, including tonight over at the Baraboo High School. Well, if you're looking forward to the month of June, you're in luck. There's a few things that, are going to be happening. So let's start with sports. The NBA Finals start next Thursday. That is June 6th. Then the Stanley Cup Finals start on the 8th. In tennis, you got the French Open, which runs through June 9th. And golf's 124th U.S. Open is June 13th through the 16th. Then on TV, you have the Star Wars, The Acolyte, that premieres on Disney Plus on June 4th.
Everybody's really talking about this one.
I know. Is it going to be better than anything else Disney's rolled out recently? I kind
of
hope so.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, maybe they diverted from some of the other projects and put everything into this one, because it felt like for a while they were just trying to do too much at one time.
Yeah.
Now, part two of Bridgerton season 3 will also drop on Netflix on June 13th. Season 2 of House of the Dragons hits HBO on the 16th. Season 3 of The Bear is back on FX on Hulu on June 27th. And if you're an awards person, the Tonys will air on CBS and Paramount Plus on the 16th. None of that stuff applies to me at all. So I'm not very excited about summer TV.
I'm really looking forward to the new season of The Bear.
I've heard really good things about that. I know. We need to get into that one, I feel like. Now, I did see yesterday, and this has nothing to do with June, but I was very excited because Hacks, you know, that's like one of favorite shows now. That got picked up for season 4
So, I mean, Gene Smart is so brilliant in that.
I'm so excited because season 3 is not disappointing at all. In fact, it is as funny and witty and as good as 1 and 2, and that is hard to basically capture from season to season in a series like that.
Yeah, we just started with it. We're about 3-4 episodes in. Yeah.
So good. So last night I started watching the current episode because they release them every Thursday, and then my husband walked in the door, and then there was a whole lot of zoomies from Aspen and all of this excitement. And I couldn't pay attention and I couldn't concentrate. So I was a little bummed that I didn't get to watch it, but now I have something to do this weekend. Now, in theaters, Bad Boys Ride or Die is going to be out on the 5th. Inside Out 2 will be released on the 14th. The dark comedy Kinds of Kindness arrives the 21st. The horror movie A Quiet Place Day 1 hits theaters the 27th. And Kevin Costner's Horizon, An American Saga, will be released on the 28th. None of those scream summer blockbuster to me.
Right. I mean, maybe A Quiet Place. Sure. I think the first two did all right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're missing like that huge summer blockbuster, unless that's going to be the Ryan Reynolds Wolverine Deadpool thing that they've got coming out in July. I have no idea. But so far, I haven't seen that one movie that everybody's like, ooh, this is the one. That one's as close as I can actually tell as a blockbuster. And that one has also already sold, like, broke records as far as ticket sales. And it doesn't even open for over a month yet.
What was last year's big blockbuster? Was it the Top Gun movie, or was that?
Was that 2 years ago?
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. I think so. That was 2 years ago. I don't even remember if that tells you how great the movies were not last year. I'm starting to lose track. Like, you can tell every summer when there's going to be one of those major releases. But this year, I'm just kind of like, none of these scream like let's run to the theater and see them. There's a lot of remakes, a lot of prequels, a lot of sequels, and to me those aren't that exciting, but we shall see. We'll see what happens.
And again, the writer's strike and the actor's strike that probably slowed everything down.
Absolutely. So I mean, you got to think that maybe some of these movies were even supposed to come out a little sooner, but because of those strikes, everything got pushed back. I have no idea, but that would be my guess anyway, because, yeah, these just don't feel like blockbusters to me. But I'm sure they'll do well. And I'm sure if you're a Costner fan, you're probably excited to go see Horizon, An American Saga. Now, for the holidays in June, the big ones are Father's Day on the 16th and Juneteenth on the 19th. It's also Pride Month, and it's the first official day of summer will be on the 20th. There's also a few more that we'll celebrate throughout the month of June. National Best Friends Day is June 8th. Flag Day is on the 14th. Now, the 19th is National Martini Day. Hello, adult beverage. Here we come.
Thank you.
And National Selfie Day, which, okay, does it really need its own dedicated day? Sure, whatever you want. That's going to be June 21st. So we have a few things that we can look forward to. Plus, school's out. Kiddos are going to be having fun. I was driving around the other day. I had to go through Baraboon with the road construction. I went, you know, back way by the Sauk County Historical Society, watching the kiddos in the splash pad. Oh, they were having a good time. Seemed a little chilly to me, but kids don't really care about that kind of thing. They don't have ailments like I do in my old age. Plantar fasciitis, dripping noses, running eyes. It's fine.
That's yet to come for them.
That's right. They're still little enough that
that's what they have to look forward to. Enjoy your youth, kids.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because getting old is not fun. It's not fun. But they were having a great time. So I was just like, think of how crowded that place is going to be when the temperatures are really warm and school is out. Everybody's going to have a great time. My kids were never big swimmers, so we were always fond of those splash pads wherever we went, and we always found some really amazing ones, and my kids always had a really good time. So I was always a proponent of splash pads, because not every kid loves the swimming experience. I get pools are fun, lakes are fun, beaches are awesome, but not every kid enjoys that experience, you know.
Mine had some for the adults issues. Some of those beaches just, you know, they're too overpacked, and you don't want to deal with the people and the stress. So,
see, and that was part of it. I had one with sensory issues. So between the sand, between the people, between water getting in the ears, it was just never going to work for us. So we loved splash pads. I have lots of photos of my kids having a great time over the years in the splash pads. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about this forecast this morning, because we have some good stuff coming up yet this hour. I mean, birthdays and anniversaries, the big weekend list, but I'm very excited because we're going to be joined by one of the actors from Sneaky Pete's, that Wild West dinner show opening this weekend over at Legacy Dinner Theater. He's going to tell us all about it later this hour. We'll tell you how to get tickets, and wait till you hear the menu. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's going to be so good. So I'm very, very excited. So Tim's going to join us a little later on this hour to tell us all about that. Now, taking a look at this forecast, lots of sunshine today, clouds gradually increase increasing, though, with a high near 77. All in all, not too bad. Mostly cloudy. We do have a chance for some scattered showers tonight, down to 58. Then as we look at tomorrow, partly cloudy. Another chance for some scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms mixed in there, with a high near 72. Then as we look to Sunday, partly cloudy. Some late day thunderstorms are possible. A high right around 80. Right now, it's 54. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, it's the DNR Free Fun Weekend for Wisconsin State Parks. This is when the DNR will waive state park admission fees, fishing license, and trail pass fees. And the DNR encourages Wisconsinites to discover a new favorite park, trail, forest, or recreation area, and try a new activity over the weekend. For a full list of properties, activities, and maps, go to dnr.wi.gov. And this, of course, includes our wonderful parks around the area, like Mirror Lake and Devil's Lake State Park. Baraboo will be hosting its community-wide garage sales Thursday, May 30th through Sunday the 2nd. For the full list of participants, you can check out the Baraboo Community-Wide Garage Sale Facebook group. It'll have all the details right there. But again, this is Thursday the 30th through Sunday, June 2nd. And it's time again for the Reedsburg Fly-In Drive-In Breakfast. This will be hosted at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport, 7 a.m. until noon. It's the Reedsburg Area Flying Club hosting this event on Sunday, June 2nd. Pancakes, sausage, eggs, toast, and more. $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 10. Featuring classic cars, planes, fire trucks, games, food, and fun. It's free to any pilots who fly in. There'll also be airplane rides. It's a rain or shine event. Again, this is all happening at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport. It's their fly-in drive-in breakfast, 7 a.m. until noon on Sunday, June 2nd.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM.
7:31 right now. Remember, I mentioned birthdays and anniversaries coming up this hour. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can still text us this morning. 355-9970. Jimmy Eat World now on Max FM.
Just fine. yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can.
Everything you can.
And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And, you know, Finn, TikTok over the years has given us a lot of really weird trends, right? Things that you're just kind of like, really? We're gonna challenge ourselves to do that, right? Some of them have been dangerous. Some of them have been a little stupid. And this one is one that the kids will probably love a little bit more because it's a topic that kids love. And apparently they love on TikTok as well. The term ghost poop right now is trending. Now, it's been on Urban Dictionary for about a decade, so it's not a brand new term, but most people had never heard of it. So what does it mean? Well, it has nothing to do with the supernatural or spirits haunting your house, leaving something behind in the bathroom. We are not sending Shelley Mordini of Baraboo Tours on some sort of weird hunt. That's not what we're doing here. It's one of two things, though, or sometimes maybe both. It's when you use the bathroom, then look in the bowl, and there's nothing there because it sunk to the bottom and it vanished. And or it's when you know you produced a solid poo, but magically there's nothing on the toilet paper when you go to wipe. People online think it's funny, but also wanted to know the health implications of a stinker that sinks so fast. The good news, ghost poop probably isn't something you need to worry about. So at least they're worried about their health while they're doing this weird TikTok trend. Sinking usually means that you ate plenty of fiber, and not needing to wipe as much means that it was, quote, very well formed, firm, and easily passed. Happy breakfast, folks. There's also a third, lesser used definition, when you think you went, but it was just maybe a little bit of gas. That's when you pull out the Tums at that point, or the gas X. That one's probably no big deal either if it's every now and then. If it happens a lot, it could be a sign of things like IBS or even Crohn's disease. And the doctors over on TikTok, because apparently there are some actual doctors who use TikTok.
Really? Okay.
I guess. That's what they say. I haven't seen like an actual license or certificate of
a degree,
you know,
of any type. Yeah,
I haven't. But they say if, you know, you're experiencing those types of issues, then you should definitely check with your family doctor and, you know, get your medical history sorted out. But ghost poop. There you go, people.
Thank you, people. Another public service from here at Max FM, bringing you the knowledge you need.
You learned something new this morning, didn't you? Things that you never wish you knew, but now you do, and it makes your Friday all that much better. Now, how many people though are going to go to the bathroom today, and they're going to be like, "Wait, was that a ghost poop?" They're going to be checking. They're going to be checking. You know they are, because now they're armed with this knowledge to go about the rest of their day.
Oh boy.
These are the hard-hitting stories that we cover here on Max FM, folks. You'll not find them
anywhere
else.
Everything that's going on in the world. And what we're talking about is ghost poop.
Yeah, I want to keep things lighter. There's a lot of things that happened yesterday. I don't care to talk about it. We're going to bypass that and we'll stick with ghost poop because honestly, after everything that happened yesterday, poop might be a way better subject to talk about. So there you go.
Agreed.
Now, we do have some other exciting stuff that's going to be happening here on Max FM. In fact, this is going to start on Monday. It's our next Text to Win contest, and it's the Sconnie Summer Statewide Contest, and it's going to start bright and early. That's June 3rd, by the way, if you need a calendar, at 7 a.m. All you have to be doing, Finn, is listening to Max FM for a chance to text in and win. Now, in order to make this happen, though, make sure you download the free Civic Media app. You can catch that in your Google Play Store or over in your Apple Store, and then be ready. ready with it so that you can win some of these fabulous prizes, including a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus a Scani summer staycation. Now, we're going to have chances for you to win starting on Monday all the way through June 14th. So a couple weeks of winning, in fact, and all day long from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you're going to have chances to win. There's also going to be some other stuff that's going to be included in this. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, but all you need to know right now is start listening Monday morning at 7 a.m. Well, you should listen all the time, but that's going to be your chance to win. And then, of course, make sure you have your Civic Media app ready to roll so that you can text in and win some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I love this. Mm-hmm. Going to be so much fun. I can't wait to give away stuff. I always feel like Oprah. You win a prize. You win a prize. Now, I'm not doing a car, people. I mean, we don't have that kind of budget, but we'll make it happen.
Cool staycation. Come on. Who doesn't want that now?
Exactly. You know, here in the area, we could do a weekend in Wisconsin Dells. I mean, it's just right around the corner, not too much pressure. You don't have to be gone for so long, and you get a nice little break from the normal and the mundane. And I think we can all use that every now and then, especially because this morning we just talked about ghost poop as a major topic. Mm-hmm. And so that tells you where my mind is already. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Going to be sunny for most of today. We're going to have some clouds that roll in tonight and then some on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms basically tonight through most of the weekend. Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Baseball tournament continued yesterday. The Reedsburg Beavers earn a 2-0 win over Mount Horeb. With that, the Beavers will move on to face number 2-seeded Edgewood. They were able to top number 6 Lodi a couple of nights ago. That matchup will be played out on Tuesday at Portage High School. Winner of it will move on to the sectional championship game with a trip to state on the line, and they'll be going against the winner between Jefferson and Waupun. Again, that also being played at Portage High School. Girls soccer tournament will get back underway tomorrow. In Division 2 for Sectional 3, it's number 4-seeded Sauk Prairie going against number 5 DeForest. Eagles will host that 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Stadium Field. Winner moves on to face who's ever victorious between number 1 Oregon and number 8 Waterford. Elkhorn and Monona Grove will meet on the other side of that bracket, as will Wetosha Central and Milton. Sectional champions were crowned yesterday in softball as well. Lake Mills, the 2-seed, gets the win over the 1-seeded Mount Horeb Vikings. That was played out in Baraboo, so they're advancing on to state. The run comes to an end for Adams Friendship. The 5-seed was able to go through all their competition all the way to the sectional championship game, but then number 1 Broadhead got the 8-0 win at River Valley High School this past evening. In Division 1, Sun Prairie East took down Middleton this past evening to move on to state as well. Speaking of state, it is state track and field competitions today and tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Stadium Complex in La Crosse. For the full breakdown of competition and all the details, go to WIAWI.org. And don't forget, you can check out our Facebook page, as freshman Lily Rogers, who will be representing the Thunderbirds in both discus and shot put, caught up with our Dave Grant a couple of nights ago. The Brewers get the win in the series as they're victorious last night over the Cubs, 6-4 the final. Chicago was able to tie it up in the seventh inning with 2 runs, but then the Brewers scored 3 in the next 2 frames to earn and hold on to the victory. Crew now 33-23 for the year. Cubs fall to 28-29. Milwaukee will remain home to take on the other team from Chicago. It's a three-game set versus the White Sox this weekend. First pitch tonight is going to be at 7:10. Tyler Myers will get the go for the Crew, and Eric Feedy will go for the Sox. The NBA Finals are set after the Dallas Mavericks crushed the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5 to take that series 4-1. Mavs now move on to face the Boston Celtics. Both teams will have plenty of rest as that series will not get started until a week from yesterday. It's going to be Thursday of next week, June 6th. Is game one of the NBA Finals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing later this afternoon. Our high 77 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72. On Sunday, partly cloudy with late day thunderstorms at a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
99.7.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Oh,
You give love a bad name. There is Bon Jovi. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:47 right now, Finn, and it is time to do a little celebrating on this beautiful Friday morning. Of course, we are talking about our big birthday list, and of course, it's the weekend one. There was about four pages of birthdays, I have to tell you. Ooh. I parsed them down to about two. So there you go. We're only covering the big ones simply because we do need to talk to Tim from the Sneaky Pete's Wild West dinner show that's taking place at Legacy Dinner Theater. So I wanted to get birthdays in, and we still got to hear about that amazing show and how you can get tickets and all of that good stuff for some point this summer, if not for this opening weekend. So we'll remind you before we jump into these celebrity birthdays that if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us yet this morning. It's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So let's go ahead and just start right here at the top. Tom Holland is celebrating a birthday. Spider-Man, of course, he's the lucky guy who claims Zendaya as his girlfriend. He's celebrating his 28th birthday this weekend. Awkwafina is celebrating a birthday as well. She was Katie in Chung-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. She plays Rachel's best friend in Crazy Rich Asian. She's also Ming in Jumanji, The Next Level. She was also the voice of Scuttle in the live-action Little Mermaid movie. She's celebrating her 36th birthday. I actually watched her on an episode of Drew Barrymore not too long ago on the Drew Barrymore show. If she was on Drew Carey, she'd be winning money. That was not the case. Yeah. She was on a couch having a conversation.
Different Drew. Yeah.
Exactly. But she was talking about how at one point in her career, she was trying to break out of being a YouTube star and she didn't have any money to hire people. So she would disguise her voice as some dude and call as a manager for herself to set up appointments, and then people would actually call her back. If she just called and was like, hey, you know, I'd like to come in for this audition, they wouldn't call back. Yeah, but if she disguised her voice and pretended she was a dude and a manager for Awkwafina, then they would go ahead and set that interview up. So that's how she got some of
her big breaks. You got to do what you got to do.
Right. So that's how she got some of her big breaks, though. Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of a cool story. Anyway, she's 36 years old this weekend. Comedian Amy Schumer is celebrating a birthday. She is 43 years old. We have Justin Long on the list as well. He was Mac in Apple's old Mac versus PC campaign when that was a thing on TV. He's also the voice of Alvin in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. And for some of you, you might remember him from Dodgeball and Live Free or Die Hard. He is celebrating his 46th birthday this weekend. Colin Farrell is also celebrating a birthday. He's the Penguin in the Batman and the upcoming series on Max. He was also in Minority Report, True Detective, and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He's celebrating his 48th birthday this weekend. Alanis Morissette, still scorned by Dave Coulier. She is celebrating her 50th birthday. Heidi Klum is celebrating her 51st birthday this weekend.
Wait a second. How old did you say Alanis is?
Alanis is 50 years old this
weekend.
She's
50. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that
checks out. Yeah, I was going to say. It seems like life has gotten a little better since she ditched Dave Coulier and learned what ironic actually means. Just saying. It still doesn't make any sense. Wayne Brady, Let's Make a Deal, is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Now, that's the biggest thing he's doing right now. We all know he truly got his start with the Drew Carey. Now I can bring him up on whose line is it anyway. Terry Polo, she's Ben Stiller's lady in the Meet the Parents and the Fockers movie. She also is one of the moms on the Fosters. She is 55 years old. Brooke Shields is celebrating a birthday this weekend. The Blue Lagoon. She was also Rita Glossner on one of my favorite shows, The Middle, and she plays Miley's dead mom on Hannah Montana. She is celebrating her 59th birthday. Wow. Yeah, I was talking a few weeks ago about that Thriller documentary that's over on Showtime right now. I forgot all about the fact that she and Michael Jackson were like a pair for a few months.
Oh, man, I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, right? She actually showed up with him and was in the audience when he accepted all of the Grammys that night. And so, yeah, she's fully in this documentary. So she kind of had an inside look into what it was like being in the brain of Michael Jackson because she was with him during that time that he was doing all of the Thriller album stuff. So it's kind of interesting hearing her take on it. But
Might have been too young at the time, but do you remember when she exploded onto the scene?
Oh, yeah, her
Blue Lagoon. Mm-hmm. Blue Lagoon just kind of propelled her into
the
spotlight.
She had Calvin Klein jeans. She did Jordache. She was like the model for a long time. Everybody wanted her eyebrows, and she was absolutely stunning. And, you know, we've learned over the years her career kind of took a dark kind of weird twist being as young as she was, but I think she's one of those people who came out of it on the right side, right? We hear about a lot of those celebrities who start so young and things get really wonky for them, but I think she came out on the right side.
Another one of those where her mother controlled her career?
Yeah, and I don't think she has much to do with her mom now if you listen to her in interviews. I think that ended badly. Daryl McDaniels from DMC he's DMC of Run DMC, I should say. Walk This Way, It's Tricky, It's Like That. He is celebrating his 60th birthday. Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night was his big hit from the 80s. He is 62. Leah Thompson, I love her. Caroline in the City, and of course we all know her as Jennifer from Back to the Future. She is celebrating her 63rd birthday this weekend. Mr. Cooper on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Actor Mark Curry is celebrating his 63rd birthday as well. Chris Elliott, who was the star of the old Fox sitcom Get a Life, which was absurdist and probably way ahead of its time. I think we would get it more now than we did at the time. Several episodes ended with him dying. His daughter Abby was on Saturday Night Live from 2008 to 2012. He is celebrating his 64th birthday. Susie Essman is also celebrating a birthday. She's Jeff's feisty wife Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm. She is celebrating her 69th birthday.
You just blew my mind there. wait a second.
That?
So I started thinking about this. So Abby Elliott from SNL.
That's Chris Elliott's daughter. Yes.
I didn't even know that. I never knew that.
We're connecting the family trees all over the place this morning. I love it. Dana Carvey, speaking of SNL, of course, he's a legend from that show. Garth in Wayne's World, he was the church lady. He was the Hans of Hans and Franz. He is celebrating his 69th birthday. Dennis Haysbert, who played President Palmer on 24. He was also Sergeant Major Blaine on The Unit. He's the Allstate Insurance spokesman, and he plays God on Lucy. I mean, with his voice, if he told me to do anything, I'd be like, yes, sir, absolutely, I'm doing that. His first big role was in 1989 as the stereotypical character Pedro Serrano in Major League. He did like this voodoo thing and he spoke broken English, so he's kind of broken out of that, but he is celebrating his 70th birthday. Tom Berenger is celebrating a birthday. Remember him from Platoon, Major League, also Inception, Hatfields and McCoys, Training Day, The Gingerbread Man, born on the 4th of July, Eddie and the Cruisers, The Big Chill, and Smokin' Aces 2, Assassin's Ball. He is celebrating his 75th birthday this weekend. Jerry Mathers, Leave It to the Beaver, is celebrating his 76th birthday. He is the only remaining cast member of that original show, by the way. Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones, also Faces, at one point in time. He is celebrating his 77th birthday. Hall of Fame quarterback and Hall of Fame playboy as well, Joe Namath, is celebrating his 81st birthday. During a sideline interview a few years ago, he drunkenly tried to get the sideline reporter Susie Colbert to kiss him. There's video of it that you can still watch online, and he's kind of as out there as Aaron Rodgers, which is why I think they get along so well now that Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. Just saying. Let's see. We also have Sharon Gless on the list. Oh, I love her. Yeah. Of course, she was the Cagney in Cagney and Lacey. Those were two women who were really breaking stereotypes as far as TV goes, but she is celebrating her 81st birthday this weekend. My goodness. Stacy Keach, Henry Pope, the warden on the first season of Prison Break. He was also Matt LeBlanc's dad on Man with a Plan. Back in the 80s, he was Mike Hammer until he did 9 months in actual jail for smuggling cocaine. That was back in 1984. Ironically, he played a narcotics cop in two Cheech and Chong films in 1978, Up in Smoke, and 1981's Nice Dreams. And then we have Clint Eastwood, legend himself, on the list, celebrating his 94th birthday this weekend. My goodness. Clint Eastwood's 94, people.
Yeah.
And he could still kick your butt. Just saying.
And I think he's still directing movies.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's still amazing. We love Clint Eastwood. Even if he did get onto a stage one day at a Republican National Convention and talk to an empty seat, it's fine. We won't hold it against him because, again, he could still kick anybody's behind even at 94 years old. Now, we do have one local birthday that we have to pass along this morning as well. We have Becky Benson celebrating a birthday, and I know Becky and her husband Randy listen all the time. We love that. They're just a great couple all the way around. So Becky, we wish you a very, very happy birthday this morning. And remember, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Mostly sunny today. Clouds gradually increasing though as we head into the afternoon. 77 for a high. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, down to 58. Partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high near 72. There's a bit of a pattern to this forecast, Finn. Then partly cloudy with some late day thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 80. Now coming up, we are going to hear from Tim Harkleroad. He is one of the actors in Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show that opens this weekend at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. He's going to join me next to tell us all about it here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, this morning I am super excited because I am joined by a very special guest. Tim Harkleroad is joining us, and if you don't know the name, you're about to, because he is one of the actors over at Legacy Dinner Theater, and he's going to be a part of their new show that opens tonight, Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. So, Tim, good morning. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Well, we are so excited that you're here, because in just a couple of minutes, you're going to tell us about this great new dinner theater over at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. But before we get into all of that, let's talk a little bit about you. I notice you don't have a Midwestern accent. So, some